All right, it's time for Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL. And John LeBlanc is the CEO of Metairie Bank. He joins us on the show. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me. And I apologize for the thunder in the background if that comes through. But
so
a little storm.
You're in Metairie.
Yes.
And you've got some thunder there. So this is a weather update as well. Yeah, it's cool over here. Sometimes when I do my show from my apartment at West End, we've got thunderstorms in the background. It's kind of like a soundtrack, so it's okay. It's cool.
Okay.
All right, John, like this time of year, it happens when our utility bills go up. That does happen this time of year. But this year, man, our AC units are working really overtime, and they're really stretched, and people are paying a lot in energy costs. What are ways to cut energy costs this summer? Because right now, some people might have to take out a loan to pay their energy bill.
Sure. Especially during our summer months, like we experienced, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, we had really unusually high temperatures, and I was fortunate enough to pick up some tips from my friends over at Entergy that they passed along to me. And most of these are really inexpensive things that a homeowner can do to lower their energy usage. In the summertime, more than half of our energy expense is related to cooling our homes. So I'll start with the most simple, make sure you keep your blinds and shades and curtains closed to keep the sunlight out. The sunlight does raise the temperature in your home and increase your energy usage. Change your air filters in your system. It's really easy to do, but you'd be surprised at how few people actually do that. The energy company recommends a setting of 78 degrees on your thermostat in your home. And for each degree below that, your energy costs go up 3%. So if you want to run your house at, let's say, 72 degrees, it's going to cost you about 18% more than it would if you're at 78. Now, I realize 78 may not be comfortable for a lot of folks.
It's a little warm for me.
Another really good recommendation, though, is a programmable thermostat. And you can buy these at Home Depot or the hardware store for as little as $30 and then up to $100, depending on how sophisticated you want. But by using that, you can help control your energy cost when you're, if you're out of the house for certain hours during the day at work or wherever, you can program your unit to keep the house at a different temperature than when you're in the home. It really makes a big difference. So
this would be different. The programmable thermostat is different from just having it on automatic, where when it reaches a certain temperature, the air kicks on. The programmable thermostat would allow you to really diminish it during the day even more when you're not there.
Absolutely, yes. You could say, I'm away from 8 to 5 during the day. I'll let the house run at 78 degrees, but I want it to start cooling down at 5 o'clock when I'm headed home. So it'll be nice and comfortable when I get home. So,
and so
they're very efficient.
So that doesn't cause the unit to overwork. In other words, if you don't keep the temperature regulated all day, if you let it warm up in there, then the unit's going to have to work harder to get it back to where it was. And they've determined that this is not a waste of energy.
No, they've determined that this is actually a more efficient way to do that. Now, if you come in and your house is 78 degrees and you turn the thermostat down to 68. It's going to take a very long time to get down to 68. So you want to have a reasonable range of temperatures.
Well,
I would not suggest having the house heat up 10 degrees during the day, but somewhere between 5 and 6 degrees is an efficient range.
And I guess that's the other thing, John, is how long does it take your apartment, your condo, or your house to get cooler? If it's a little warmer, how long does it take to cool off? And with a lot of apartments, there's shared and condo buildings, there's shared space, so you're not totally isolated, so you kind of get the benefits of other people having their AC on, or in the wintertime, their heat on.
Right, absolutely. And one other great easy tip from Entergy is utilizing fans in your home, whether it's a ceiling fan or a box fan. The circulation of the air moving across your skin has a cooling effect and will make you much more comfortable. One thing that I didn't really, I have to admit, I didn't know this, but if you do have ceiling fans in your home, in the summertime, you want the ceiling fan to turn counterclockwise. And that creates a downdraft, and it'll push the cooler air down. If your fan, your ceiling fan turns clockwise, it's recirculating the air, bringing the warm air up, and that's the direction you want it to run in the wintertime. But in the summertime, you want your ceiling fan to turn counterclockwise.
That's interesting. I had never really heard of that.
I didn't know that either and thought it was a good tip. I think in New Orleans, most of us have a ceiling fan in at least one or two rooms.
I always wonder, am I burning more electricity with the ceiling fan on than with it off? Does the ceiling fan adjust the temperature in your house?
It does not lower the air temperature, but what it does is it creates kind of the wind chill effect, or the heat index. When you go outside in the wintertime, and the temperature is 40 degrees, but it feels like 26,
right,
because of the
right,
wind chill. When you're in your home and you have the fan on, the cool air circulating across your skin helps to cool you down further than the ambient temperature in the room feels like.
John, this is really, really great advice. And I love that this, comes from Metairie Bank, because, you always try to develop a relationship with everybody. So, John LeBlanc, thank you very much for this information about how to cut cost in the summertime. And John is the CEO of Metairie Bank. How's that thunderstorm doing?
It sounds like it's passed by. I did want to add one thing, if I can.
Sure.
You mentioned something a few minutes earlier in your comments about, the election and things going in Orleans Parish. Those things, unfortunately, people get elected and they may get elected because of voter turnout's not what it should be, or people aren't informed. I did want to mention that we have some very important elections coming up in just a few months, particularly the state governor's race. And I encourage all your listeners to, start brushing up on the candidates, learning what they stand for and what they're going to bring to the state for the next few years. So I think that's really important to start doing now if you're not familiar with those folks.
That's great advice, John. And, we'll have time to also talk about that when we get closer. But, it's not too soon to start, familiarizing yourself with the candidates in all the races. So great advice.
Absolutely. All right. It's good to have a great afternoon.
Hey, I think the thunderstorm is leaving you. It's downtown now. We're tracking the storm because we've got one now. John LeBlanc is CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for the information. Thanks for the time, John.
All righty. Have a good afternoon.